It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
And it's time for our friend, our guest from the community. And, of course, the morning show is brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Federal Credit Union, they're stronger, smarter, sensible. Alan Brown and his crew are your local financial institution of choice, and they are your friends. And we got a friend, I guess, that we met meeting for the first time today. Eric Turner is with the Bowie County Dive Team.
Right.
They go down in the waters when something is needed to be recovered.
Right.
And find all kinds of interesting things. And it's a great volunteer position.
Right.
That Eric and fellow Dive Team members have signed up for. And we'll get to talking about all that and their big event this weekend. Now, you told us on the Facebook that Army, so you traveled the world.
Yeah. But
you've seen a lot of places.
I've grown up an Army brat, and now I've worked for the Department of Defense for about 18 years.
Uh-huh.
So I'm pretty much been around the world.
You've been around, and last stop for here was Oklahoma, you said?
Yes, sir.
And you've been in Texarkana for about 20 years?
About 20 years.
Oh, all right. The Bowie County Dive Team. We're going to talk about just a little bit about your dive team that you're involved with, and then we'll talk about the very important event that you have going on this Sunday evening.
Right.
Dive Team, tell us, you know, what you guys do, who's involved in that, and everything.
So our dive team is a 501(c). We're a nonprofit organization that was set up about 10 or 12 years ago now. It was mainly put together by law enforcement and firefighters in the community that realized there was a need for a group of people that specialized in recovery of the waterways. With all the lakes and rivers we have in this area, things tend to get lost underwater.
Right.
And so they started building a team, and here we are 10 years later, still serving the community the best we can.
Yep. And you found some interesting things. You said a diamond ring.
Yep. Found a few diamond rings, a few guns, a bunch of cars.
I figured cars are going to be up on that list, but the diamond ring, that was interesting.
Shotguns. Duck season. We always get a phone call somewhere around duck season.
Yep.
There went the gun. All right. So a lot of training goes into this. You just don't, you know, say, hey, I want to go dive and jump in the
We spent a lot of years honing these skills. Most all of us just started off as open water divers or advanced divers, but to be safe and to keep each other safe, we go through a lot of training, rescue diver training, public safety diver training, full face mask training, you know, dry suit training. There's several certifications that you have to have or get to be an active diver on our team. Luckily, we have a very good instructor that's part of our team.
And what was his name?
Chris Sutherland.
All right. He said he's been doing it a long time.
He's been doing it a long time. He started in Hawaii probably 20 years ago or more, and he's actually the preacher at the Nazarene Church where this function is going to be.
And
a Bowie County Sheriff.
Triple duty.
He stays a busy man.
Sounds like it. Approximately how many people are on the Bowie County Dive Team?
Active divers right now are somewhere around 8 to 10. Total members 13 to 15. Our numbers tend to fluctuate as life happens. People kind of come, go, medical reasons, people can no longer dive or participate. So we're somewhere shy of 20 now.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about this big event that you got going on Sunday. It's going to be some great food. You say, man, you got somebody that knows what they're doing. It's cooking some pulled pork, right?
Right.
All right. And there's going to be hamburgers, hot dogs. It's all for a terrific cause to help out a local man and his family. And we'll talk more about that local man who's part of the dive team as well. And coming up in a few minutes right here on The Pig, more of the best and most country. Yep, 24 hours a day, each and every day. The best and most country on The Pig, 103.9, mypigradio.com. It's the morning show, John, Anna, and friends. This would be time for local news, but we've already had local news several times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase today in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with Eric Turner, a member of the Bowie County Dive Team. And they've got a special fundraiser. It's going to be a food fundraiser.
Yes.
Cookout, as they say. You're going to have what? Pulled pork and what else?
We're going to have pulled pork plates for hamburgers, hot dogs, a smorgasbord of desserts. I don't even know what all is going to be there yet.
Who knows, Anna? They might have some cheesecake. You never know.
There might be cheesecake.
Yeah, she's a cheesecake aficionado, as they say. But we've got the pulled pork plates, hamburger plate, hot dog plate, and all the proceeds. All the proceeds are going to go to help out a local family. Talk about Todd Four and what it's all about.
So Judge Four is the president of our dive team. He was instrumental in setting up our dive team. And not long ago, he was diagnosed with stage 4 bone cancer. Now, he had beat cancer in the past, but you know, as this disease happens to be, it came back. And it came back with a vengeance. And so us as his team are wanting to help out. You know, the financial costs of battling something like this are astronomical.
I can't even imagine.
So we're trying to put together something, show him that we're here to support him, help the family a little bit, maybe cover a little bit of the costs for treatments and travel and everything else involved. So we put together this this barbecue dinner fundraiser that's going to happen Sunday.
All right, it's going to be this Sunday,
right?
Which is the 24th, correct?
Right. Yes.
Correct. This Sunday, the 24th, starts at 5 o'clock in the evening, runs until 7, so it's a 2-hour window. You just come pick up your plates or whatever and then head on out and enjoy it. Location is 6241 St. Michael Drive. If you're trying to picture that in your mind, you're going, what is that and where's that at?
Right.
That is on the access road of I-30 West as you get to Nash, where the Nash exit is. Right before you get to the stoplight, and you know, you got the Roadrunner and all that at the stoplight. Before you get to that, right past LifeNet, you've got a little building on the right, and it's been a lot of different institutions and businesses and places in the past, but right now it's the, what is the name of the church again?
The First Church of Nazarene.
I think I'm never going to get that right. First Church of Nazarene is the name of the church, but it's at 6241 St. Michael Drive, and it, like I said, it's right past LifeNet, right before you get to the stoplight there at the Nash exit heading west.
Right.
Towards Dallas, so it's easy to find, and you can just put in 6241 St. Michael Drive on your Google, and that'll get you there as well. 5 to 7 on Sunday evening. You were talking about you got somebody really good cooking that pulled pork.
Let's give a shout. Yeah,
cooking that out.
It's Rodney Fuller. He's going to be cooking our pork for us. We all call him Hippie. Appreciate you, Hippie.
Thank you.
Can't wait to try it.
And again, cooking hamburgers
for everybody that's in the area that may or may not know Judge Four. He's been an instrumental part of this community. He has been a local Texarkana police officer, a lieutenant and shift commander on Bowie County Sheriff's Department, and his recent post is Justice of the Peace here in Bowie County.
And he's been that for a few years now. I know.
Yep, he has.
Yeah, I met him once, and that's all, but a very nice person. That's all I can say about him. Very nice person.
He is genuinely just one of those good people you very rarely get to run into in this life anymore.
Like, it's kind of like you go, hey, he's really nice. He's down to earth.
He's nice.
He
is.
He really is.
And that's the way I saw him as. And so we want to help him. And this is a good chance to help him. So I think I'm going to be going out there and get me a pulled pork sandwich.
Yes, sir.
On Sunday evening. And you know, you're going to eat Sunday evening anyway.
Right.
So you might as well do this, and that way you can eat that really good pulled pork, or if you prefer hamburger or hot dog, doesn't matter, and then you can help Judge Four and his family out a little bit at the same time to give them just a little bit of a boost there as far as the medical expenses are concerned, because it's just crazy how much it costs to be treated for things like that.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. So you're going to eat anyway. You might as well do this.
Absolutely. Come out and enjoy.
Yeah,
I think so. All right, stick around. We'll kind of put a bow on it, as I say, and wrap it up. But we're going to get you and Anna to play a game.
It's always fun.
Yeah, we always play a game and
we work together.
See if you can figure it out. All right, we'll be doing that coming up. But more of the best in most country is coming up next here on The Pig. Yep, we call it the best in most country for a reason. 103.9 MyPigRadio.com. What were you going to say, Anna?
I wanted to make sure Angela knew pop culture so we could win.
Okay, well, don't look at the screen, Angela, because that would be cheating.
I won't cheat, but I'm fairly certain I know as much as he does, so we're good.
I'm pretty sure you know more than I do.
Probably do know more than you do.
You're being kind today.
I feel like I'm at a disadvantage.
You are.
She's speaking of Eric Turner from the Bowie County Dive Team, who's in here with us, and he's going to play. And y'all play along out there in Radio Land with Anna, Angela, and Eric.
Yes.
Today's game happens to be called Match the Mouth. I'll give you a quote from a notable person. I'll give you about 4 or 5 different choices. It's multiple choice. You decide who said this.
All right.
Okay. And here's the first one. Quote, okay. I find giving speeches nerve-wracking.
Said J.W.
Not really. I find giving speeches nerve-wracking. Who said that? Was it Kate McKinnon, Jamie Lee Curtis, Kate Middleton, Rami Malek, or Lashana Lynch? Who said, I find giving speeches nerve-wracking?
I think it's Kate Middleton.
You go with Kate Middleton.
I'm going to follow her.
You going to agree? Are y'all looking at
I
pass?
Yes.
We'll go with yes.
Y'all aren't cheating, are you?
No.
Okay. Because the screen's kind of big.
No. Don't cheat.
Yeah, I don't believe you. Kate Middleton did say that. So you're
He's
right.
He's trying to cover it up with his body.
Yeah, I'm tired of y'all cheating. I'm tired of y'all
move this mic over here.
I mean, it's just not fair. Quote, I've made a lot of mistakes in my life, and I'm really sensitive, so I take even small ones as huge ones. Who said that? John Legend, John Krasinski, John Cena, John Travolta, or John Malkovich. They're all Johns, but who said, I've made a lot of mistakes in my life, and I'm really sensitive, and I take the small ones even big?
Well, it's sure not John Cena.
No, it's okay. Not. It's not Legend either. Who were the other two? Three?
It was John Krasinski, John Travolta, and John Malkovich.
It wouldn't be Travolta either.
No, I would think Krasinski. Is that how you say it? Krasinski?
Yeah, that's let's awesome. Go with Angela.
You're right. It is John Krasinski, and it happens to be John Krasinski's birthday.
I'm not looking. Quit trying to say I'm cheating.
I think y'all are cheating.
I think you can say over his shoulder.
Yeah.
I'm not looking.
All right. We'll know if you get this one right, then I'll know, okay?
Oh, gosh.
Quote, when I go to the supermarket, I can see people looking in my cart. So I have to be careful what I buy and when I buy. I send my sister to Costco to pick up the personal items. Okay?
Like what?
Well, you know, the personal items.
I just set you up.
Who said that? Selena Gomez, Ellen DeGeneres, Adele, Matthew Perry, or Jill Biden, who is Joe Biden's wife? Who said, when I go to the supermarket, I can see people looking in my cart, so I have to be careful what I buy, and when I buy it, I send my sister to Costco to pick up the personal item.
Who do you think it is?
I feel like I'm going to be persecuted for saying it, but I really think it's Jill Biden.
Right.
I do, too.
No, the other ones don't make sense.
No.
Because they obviously already have assistants.
They make sense.
They have assistants already.
But who sends their sister to Costco?
The only other one I would think would be Ellen DeGeneres, because she is so famous.
Do you think the Biden family is shopping at
Costco?
Okay,
see, we go with Biden.
That's true.
We're going with Biden.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Well, unfortunately, you are correct, so you got all three of them right.
That's right. So John's buying the chocolate.
I still think there was a little cheating going on, but that's okay. All right, we're going to wrap this up. Eric, once again, you're having a cookout for Judge Todd Fore,
right,
who helped establish the Bowie County Dive Team. He's a member of the dive team. Of course, he is a judge, justice of the peace, right?
Yes, sir.
And unfortunately, he's suffering from cancer, and this is just something to just help a little bit with the enormous cost that they're having to go through, the medical issues and things like that.
Anything we can do to help him and his family. I can only imagine what this is really putting them through, much less the cost they're incurring because of this. So
it just shows you care, and it helps out financially.
Right.
Whatever you can give is going to help out financially.
And it's good for the soul to see the community come out.
Yeah,
it is.
We mentioned he's a good guy.
He's
a good guy.
This man's spent over 20 years serving this community. Right. I think we can give back to him a little bit.
Yeah, so, I like the way you put that.
Yeah. So the way you can do this is you're going to eat anyway on Sunday evening.
Right.
So you might as well eat some good food.
Yes.
And help out at the same time.
Right.
They got this event going on from 5 until 7 at the First Church of the Nazarene.
Got it.
6241 St. Michael Drive. That is on the frontage road, I-30 frontage road west. Just as you get to the Nash exit, right before you get to that stoplight, there's a little building on the right. It's right past LifeNet. Before you get to the light, it's been a lot of different
look for the big billboard.
There. You can see the big billboard. It's sitting up there in the sky. It's that little building.
It's
5 until 7 on Sunday, they're going to be cooking pulled pork sandwich plates, also hamburger plates or hot dog plates if you like
whatever
that.
Whatever the family wants.
Stop by, pick up something, help out the judge and his family, and eat some good food all at the same time.
All at
absolutely.
The same time.
Sunday evening.
Yum.
And we've got a post on our website.
Yes, we do.
For all those details in case you missed some of that.
Yes, and the form so that you can pre-order so that we can, call dibs on all the meat.
MyPigRadio.com. All right, thank you for coming in, Eric.
Thank y'all.
All right, you are most welcome.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.